Moncrief on News Talk.
Jane Howard is an arts comedy writer based in Adelaide, and because of her job, she used to attend a lot of comedy gigs, which she greatly enjoys, perhaps even a little too much. Jane's laugh is so loud that comedians keep pointing it out. They've even asked her to stop doing it. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good evening.
From where you are, of course, yes.
Yes.
How long, when did this problem, if you want to call it a problem, first start appearing?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure. I think I've always been a very emotional person. And so I guess I'm lucky that it comes out in comedy. And I probably started seeing comedy really seriously when I was at uni. But yeah, it's always just been part of my experience of being at comedy shows.
Yeah. And even when you were at university then, did it occasionally happen that a comic might point at you and go, oh my God, look here, what's that like?
Yeah, maybe just like a little nod or a sort of a glance at the audience at who was laughing so loud. But yes, definitely always been picked on a little bit.
Yeah, but I suppose as time's gone on and professionally you're seeing comedy gigs now, can it sometimes happen that with experience you kind of know where they're going and you start laughing before everybody else does?
Yeah, I try not to to preempt too much. I think sometimes it's a blessing in that, you know, sometimes you're in a comedy room and particularly if it's a young comic and maybe they're not quite getting the crowd with them, then I think it's a nice thing to be able to sort of be ahead of the game and sort of urge everyone else on to start laughing with you. But definitely I do sometimes laugh at a setup or just a quip that I find amusing. I think once I get into a show and I'm really going with the flow with it, just the smallest thing I can find amusing.
Have some of the comedians complained?
So Daniel Kitson picked on me once. There were a few times in the show where he commented on my laughing, and then at one point he really called me out and asked me to laugh 10% less was what he wanted me to do to give everyone else a chance.
The irony of that. Was he aware perhaps of the irony of that, a comedian telling someone to laugh less?
Well, I think, he has a bit of a stage persona of being a bit of a grump sometimes. He said it was about giving everyone else a chance rather than he didn't want me to stop laughing. He wanted me to laugh less was the instructions that I got.
Because normally if there's one, it can turn a gig for a comedian that if there's one person who's laughing very heartily, it kind of jollies everybody else along.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's what I hope. And that's what I think. And definitely, my friends who all know me and love me I definitely get them going. They're sort of laughing at the show and they're laughing at me, and then it sort of picks up around us. And I mean, that's why we go to see comedy, isn't it? To have that communal experience and to get to share that together. So yeah, I hope I do sort of help spur everyone else on to laugh as much as they want to.
Though the Adelaide Comedy Festival, as I understand it, is starting next week. If the more this happens to you, do you go into gigs now with maybe a wee bit of trepidation?
I think I used to be more trepidatious. I think I used to be more self-conscious about it. And now I think I just appreciate that it's part of who I am. I think it's a really lovely thing to be able to feel joy so deeply. And I do, and I love comedy, and I'm really looking forward to seeing shows and seeing old comedians that I've seen before and seeing new comedians. And I do know, I'll probably get picked on at a few shows, but that's the risk of live theatre, isn't it? I could sort of stay safe at home, but I enjoy the experience enough to deal with a little bit of bullying.
Would some of them recognize you at this point, at least from your laugh?
Yeah, definitely. There's an Australian comedian called Zoe Coombs-Marr. I've been seeing her work, at least a decade, if not longer. I know that she knows my laugh. Definitely some theatre makers in my town who I see quite a lot, they'll sort of, I'll run into them in the foyer and they'll be like, oh, I heard that you were in tonight. And it's not that they heard someone said I was there, it's that they heard me laughing. But the good thing with a thing like Adelaide Fringe, it's so big that, you know, a comedian is doing 30 shows and so I might get pitched on it that one show. But I think by the end of the festival, they've hopefully played to thousands of people. And so I'm not necessarily going to stick in their mind too deeply.
Well, maybe not. Is it, and can it vary for you depending on the kind of comedy you're watching? Because, you know, as you know, some people will tell long, rambling stories and then there's perhaps a laugh at the end of that. Some people are very quick fire. And for somebody with a laugh as hearty as yours, it can put a strain on your system if you're laughing too much.
Yeah, I sort of, especially, you know, festival season, you see a few shows in a night, definitely get a bit hoarse by the end of the night. But again, that's the joy of the festival. And, you know, to be very fair, I'm also, you know, having a glass of wine and talking with my friends between the shows. So maybe it's the comedy and maybe it's the rest of it.
Does that ever happen that people assume you're drunk?
No, I don't think I've ever assumed I'm drunk. I mean, they could. I don't know. I don't think I've been picked on in that way. Yeah, that's. I will have to keep an eye out for it and see if that's what people think is happening.
But also, I mean, it seems to be because it's not just comedy you attend. You have a lot of feelings and suspension of disbelief is strong with this one. One could say.
yeah, absolutely. I'm a big lover of all art. I'm an arts journalist, and I get to write about everything, but my deep love is performance and live theatre and live comedy, and it is about that sort of that stepping into someone else's creation of the world, and you know it's created and you know it's just a stage, and you just let yourself over to it, and you know, with even if it's just a stand up and it's one person giving a set, you just letting yourself over to someone for an hour, I think is just such a lovely thing to do. And I think that is what it is. It's that letting over, like I'm letting someone else take control and I'm going to go with them where they take me. And quite often where they take me is somewhere with a lot of emotions.
Yeah. So you would it be the case you'd be just as likely to cry depending on the nature of that?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's a really brilliant comedian called Michelle Brazier. She had in Edinburgh a few years ago called Average Bear, which is partly about her dad and her brother dying. And I both got called out for laughing in that one. And I had to escape the comedy room very quickly afterwards because I was crying so much. So yes, it definitely is. Both of those emotions come out strongly.
Oh, my word, yeah. So, like, when you're crying at a performance, is it, like, big, heaving, snot, ugly crying, or do you just kind of well up a bit?
It can be ugly, but, you know, that's you're in the dark, and I do try and, I guess I'm better at suppressing any sort of crying noises in the theatre. That's more of a sort of a private experience, I guess, rather than the laughter.
Jane Howard is an arts writer based in Adelaide. Jane, thanks a million.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.